I've said it 1,000 times, maybe more than 1,000 times. We are so fortunate to have the Detroit Institute of Arts truly in our backyard, a place that is so wildly acclaimed and for such good reason. And now, currently, the landmark exhibition, Van Gogh in America, is underway through January 22nd. It would be a shame for all of us if we didn't all make it there and just experience it. And to help us and maybe whet our appetite even a bit more, we welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show Salvador Salort Pons, the Detroit Institute of Arts director, on the other end of my line right now. First, let me just say congratulations for bringing such a world-class show and spearheading this world-class show of Van Gogh in America. Salvador?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me in your program. And it's been a team effort. The DIA staff has done a phenomenal job to bring this world-class exhibition to Detroit.
I had a very useful lunch recently with Gene Gargaro and Bill Young from Plastipak Packaging, Absopure, at the Dirty Dog Jazz Cafe, an appropriate place, all of us liking jazz, but talking about this incredible show and the works by this iconic artist. And the whole thing really goes back to January 31st, 1922. As the Detroit Institute of Arts made history. Maybe tell us a little bit about that to know the background of this show.
Absolutely. The DI was the first civic museum in the United States to acquire a painting by Van Gogh, our self-portrait. And that was a visionary acquisition because at the time, even though Van Gogh was fairly known in Europe, he was not recognized as a great artist in the United States. And the DI had the vision to recognize his talent and buy a painting in 1922. And when we did it, the press said that the DI was courageous on making that acquisition.
100 years later, here we have the DIA making, again, a wonderful move by bringing in and making available for all to see Van Gogh in America, 74 original works by the iconic artist. Tell me about some of the things that are your favorite, Salvador.
We have 74 works by Van Gogh in our galleries, as you say, and I believe this is the largest Van Gogh exhibition to be assembled in the 21st century, except, obviously, the exhibitions that the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam organizes. I'm very pleased because, as I mentioned, we're the first museum in the country to buy a painting by Van Gogh. And we thought we had to tell the story of how collecting Van Goghs was done in the USA. And the exhibition shows how Americans shape in their hearts and minds the image of Van Gogh through collecting, through publication, and also through the film industry. And at the end of the exhibition, there is a gallery just devoted to Hollywood and how the film industry propelled Van Gogh to be the icon that he is today. But at the beginning of that story, there is a museum in this country. There is a city in this country, Detroit, and the DIA, which started this amazing story.
You know, it's a story with some stars that we are familiar with. In fact, Starry Night, speaking of stars, one of them from 1888 was just one of those very special works of art from Van Gogh. And this is a large exposition and showing, given that it's spanning 9 galleries there at the Detroit Institute of Arts. So it really is a wonderful collection. And there is a full-length illustrated catalog available. There is a wonderful book, Van Gogh in America, that talks about how all of this was started by the Detroit Institute of Arts. And it's a collectible and I think a wonderful gift. How do people go about getting their tickets?
They can do it online, and or they can come to the museum. There is a lot of excitement about the exhibition. And you were mentioning that we have, obviously, the amazing Starry Night in the show. And I'm very pleased that we have this painting among other paintings, because not everybody can go to Amsterdam and see the Van Gogh Museum. Not everybody can go to Paris and see a Starry Night. And all these works are here through the Thanksgiving holiday and through the Christmas holiday for our community, our residents of Oakland, Wayne, and Macon County, and beyond, to enjoy. I think coming to the show, people will feel amazingly impressed, and that's what we are hearing from our visitors. They don't say the exhibition is nice. They don't say the exhibition is good. They say the exhibition is amazing.
Amazing and great, and right now through January at the Detroit Institute of Arts. Thank you, Salvador.